The Good Fashion Show. Dress up, resource down.
Hello, hello, ethical fashionistas around the globe. You are tuning in to the Good Fashion Show podcast. I am Bia Farão, and we are just 2 weeks away from the big day. I'm sure you already know what I'm talking about, but for those tuning in for the first time, the Good Fashion Show is the largest off-schedule event of the London Fashion Week. On February 18, you'll get much more than just an amazing eco-ethical fashion emporium where over 25 British and international brands show and sell their latest collections. There are many other good things on our marketplace. Makeovers, champagne bar, clothes swishing, sweet things, fruity things, scented things, you got it. We've got an art exhibition with 100 unique and provocative works ranging from fashion photography and illustrations to video installations and pieces of fine art. Expect milestone keynotes on fashion, ethics, aesthetics, and sustainability by hand-picked experts. And of course, our spectacular evening runway show, Transformations. Fashion meets world-class musicians, dancers, and performers. Hosted by Nancy Sorrell, we've got live on stage UK Soul Supremo Omar, the amazing indie rock band Left at the Robot, the Maria Chen Jazz Ensemble, the exceptional Swiss contortionist and dancer Nina Burry, the Brazilian musical seamstress Lisa Simpson, and the Indian classical dancer Meeti Desai. You can find the full program and up-to-date information online at thegoodfashionshow.org or by following us on Twitter and on Facebook. And to get us ready for the exciting evening we've got planned for you, this episode I'm interviewing Left at the Robot, the band that's going to rock out our runway. That's coming up right after our favorite band Goldie, Bollywood fusion band Void Rhythm, so listen up.
Gumsum ho kyun paas se aao na uthe ho yun maan jao na gumsum ho kyun पास आओ ना रूठे हो यूं मान जाओ ना दिल में है जो खुल के कहो दिल में छुपाओ ना गुमसुम हो क्यों पास आओ ना रूठे हो यूं मान जाओ ना किस बात पे तुम ऐसे खफा हो गई शायद अनजाने में कोई मुझसे खता हो गई जाने किस बात पे तुम ऐसे खफा हो गई शायद अनजाने में कोई मुझसे खता हो गई बस इतना तो बता दो कि मेरी क्या भूल है फिर चाहे जो सजा दो मुझको वो कबूल है कुछ तो कहो चुप ना रहो ऐसे सताओ ना गुमसुम हो क्यों पास आओ ना रूठे हो यूं मान जाओ ना जो हंसती हो तो ये मौसम मुस्कुराता है कलियां खिलती है सारा आलम गुनगुनाता है तुम जो हंसती हो तो ये मौसम मुस्कुराता है कलियां खिलती है सारा आलम गुनगुनाता है तुम जो हंसती हो हर सितारा झिलमिलाता है मेरे दिल का शहर खुशी से जगमगाता है देखो कभी रोना नहीं मुझको रुलाओ ना गुमसुम हो क्यों पास आओ ना रूठे हो यूं मान जाओ ना गुमसुम हो क्यों पास आओ ना रूठे हो यूं मान जाओ ना दिल में है जो खुल के कहो दिल में छुपाओ ना गुमसुम हो क्यों पास आओ ना रूठे हो यूं मान जाओ ना गुमसुम हो क्यों पास आओ ना रूठे हो यूं मान जाओ ना
कभी आधे से ज्यादा कभी जीत
चाहे कर लूं इस तरह वफा का, छोड़े ना छूटे कभी, तोड़े ना टूटे कभी, जो धागा तुमसे जुड़ गया वफा का, मैं तेरा सरमाया हूं, जो भी मैं बन पाया तुमसे ही रास्ते मिल जाते हैं, मंजिले मिल जाते हैं, तुमसे ही तुमसे ही, ना है ये पाना
Fashion Show. Dress up, resource down.
And that was Void Rhythm with Tum Se Hee and Gumsum Ho Kyun. And as I said, today I'm talking to Alexi, the lead singer of indie band Left at the Robot, who's going to set the pace for our models during the evening's transformation show. He's calling in from the band's hometown Brighton to chat about music, sustainability, and fashion. So hey Alexi, thanks for talking to us. Why don't we start with the introductions? Who is Left at the Robot?
My name's Alexi and I'm part of a band called Left of the Robot. We formed in the kind of the way we are now, the band is the five of us now, probably about a year ago. But we started playing, the three of us, myself, Jeremy and Aaron, started playing together probably way back in 2007, 2008 as an acoustic trio, and it's just kind of progressed from there, from that to now. We've got a new lead guitarist, Kevin D'Souza, and the drummer, Mark. And it's kind of, the sound's got a lot rockier, kind of a bit more influenced by the Doors and kind of Pink Floyd and that kind of sound.
Okay, can you expand a little bit about that evolution of the band's musical style then?
Well, when we first started playing, it was myself, Owen in particular, we were both very much into our kind of acoustic, very much chilled out kind of music. And we went travelling back in 2001-2002, and we used to play in as an acoustic duo around Australia, New Zealand, kind of just doing gigs and busking wherever we could just to get money. And slowly but surely, we our sound started to kind of veer more towards the kind of the rockier sound of music. And when we moved to England, to Brighton in particular in 2004-2005, we met up with a guy called Jeremy Cooper, and that's when we started playing as an acoustic trio, and his influence again was a lot more rockier, and it's grown from there and kind of evolved into this really, I suppose, dull Pink Floyd-y kind of sound that we've got today. I suppose the real change happened when our drummer Mark joined us at the start of last year. He's got a real kind of driving beat kind of sound going on, and him and Kevin D'Souza, the lead guitarist, has really kind of made our sound what it is today, I suppose. But we've all been influenced from various artists, from like I said already, the Doors, Floyd, to the acoustic side of things, Jose Gonzalez, John Martin, Jeff Buckley, that kind of thing. I suppose the sound we've got now is the one we've settled on and we're happiest with, and that's where we are today.
Right, so at the show and on this podcast, we're going to listen to some of Left at the Robot's most recent music. What have you been working on recently?
Yeah, I mean, we've recently finished an EP. We started recording it December last year. It's kind of been a bit of a long-winded process, to be honest. We changed our minds and tracks several times, and then settled finally on the four tracks we recorded for the EP. And we'd done it in a kind of live sense in the studio just over the weekend. So it was a fantastic experience. I love recording at the best of times, but it's just great to kind of to finally get these tracks down, and now to have them available for people to buy. So the EP is called Whirlpool, and the title track is pretty much, I think it's a song most people can relate to. It's about when you first meet somebody and that kind of electricity and passion you feel for each other. You can't get enough of each other's touch and all that kind of stuff. The second song is called She Knows, and it's again about relationships, but more when you've moved into that stage where you don't know whether you're still just kind of seeing each other, are you in a proper relationship, you don't know whether to kind of take it to the next level yet. And the song kind of just tells the story of a guy who's kind of with this girl, and he can't quite convince her to kind of commit to him. She's still quite wary because of previous relationships, guys being guys. And he just wants to kind of convince her to take the plunge. So she knows deep down, it could be a really great thing, but does she do it?
All right, well, that's what we'll start with then. Left at the Robot with Whirlpool and She Knows here on your Good Fashion Show podcast. Check it out.
The Good Fashion Show. Dress up, resource down.
Shades of these, I'll cover you with a sheet of bliss. And climb the stairs through the clouds, clocks of first time shouting out in a place like this. So pull me out of this whirlpool. And put me into your psycho of life for a while. Ooh, give me that. Ooh, give me that. Ooh, it's what you do.
bed, I feel aroused. A chilly breeze will soften this. Lead me into your abyss.
good fashion show. Dress up, resource down.
And that was Left at the Robot with exclusive tracks from their recent EP Whirlpool. And back to Alexi. Now let's talk a bit about the Good Fashion Show. How did you get involved with it? And in what way does the show relate to Left at the Robot's ideology?
Okay, well, I got involved in the fashion show through a friend of ours, Brod. We did with him way back last year in May. We did a festival together, and that's when I first kind of was introduced to him. We became quite friendly, and he knows Antoinette, and recommended us to her to play at the event, which of course we jumped at the chance. You know, it's something that's very close to my heart in particular. Unfortunately, the rest of the band aren't here to kind of to give their points as well. But I mean, for me, you know, something that it does mean a lot. Sustainable fashion, in particular. You know, I think you know, we can't sustain a faraway society that, you know, the way we live at the moment, it can't last for much longer. So I think it's, you know, it's really important that you know, events like this kind of highlight the problem. I think the issue kind of at the moment is most sustainable fashion isn't really available on the high street. I think it's brilliant, yeah, the show's kind of highlighting that you can have great fashion that's sustainable. To kind of go a little bit deeper into it, I suppose, you know, it's pretty much the responsibility of all industries to make, you know, their operations sustainable and ethical. In particular, kind of the giants of the industry. You know, at the moment that really hasn't happened. And most high street stores, you know, make cheap clothing that people can buy for next to nothing and wear it a handful of times and throw it away, or it falls apart. And I think most people would be, you know, inclined to buy something that was a little bit more expensive or well made, you know, if it was, you know, from, you know, a recycled source and, you know, it was fashionable, it looked good. So I think, you know, it's important that we all have a responsibility to kind of do our part, I think.
Right, so in your perspective then, sustainable fashion is related to reduction in mass-produced goods and a more conscious consumption, is that it?
Exactly. I mean, you know, it would be so nice if it kind of, you know, I know it's kind of an idealistic view, but it would be quite so nice if it could actually go back to the days where things were, you know, properly made and, you know, made from, you know, local resources, and things were made to last and they looked good as well. I think, you know, all these things are key, but unfortunately it doesn't happen anymore because of the way everything is mass-produced. So, you know, I'm all for kind of supporting this course.
Okay, well, about the performance itself then. You're going to be on stage playing live as models are parading on the runway. What do you expect from the Good Fashion Show?
I'm thoroughly looking forward to it, actually. As far as how it will pan out in the evening, it should be quite interesting. I'm really looking forward to obviously playing, you know, in front of all these people, you know, particularly the models. I think that would be quite amusing. I'm hoping, you know, I'm really hoping the whole show goes well and that everyone likes our music in particular. Yeah, I'm just really, really happy and kind of honoured to have been asked to play. So, to be honest, I'm made up and just really looking forward to it.
All right, great. Well, let's get on with some more music then. Alexi, can you tell us a bit about these next tracks we're going to listen to?
This next song, Junkie, was written about people who unfortunately kind of get into hard drugs, and it's the kind of story of their downward spiral of destruction, really. But the song kind of focuses on those people that prey on young and vulnerable, you know, the young around them. You know, I think, you know, this kind of thing happens all the time, all around the world, in every city. It's not just, you know, here in Brighton, but, you know, young people get caught up in it. And, you know, they think these people are their friends, but unfortunately they're not. They're obviously not, you know. They're just using them. And the kind of the song is aimed at those people.
Okay, and the last one then?
The last song, Monkeys, is pretty much just a good old party song, really. It's that kind of feeling that you have where you're having a great night out with friends. And I suppose it just kind of expresses it in the song. You know, everyone's had those nights, 3-4 in the morning, music's going. You can feel the beat in your heart, and it's just, you're loving it.
Sounds like a really good way to close up today, so let's hear some more Left at the Robot here at the Good Fashion Show podcast.
Thank you.
Fashion Show. Dress up, resource down.
And that was Left at the Robot with Monkey. And just to finish off then, Alexi, can you tell our listeners where we can find out more information about Left at the Robot?
Well, people can find us at www.leftattherobot.com. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter. But yeah, if you go onto leftattherobot.com, you can find out all kind of recent kind of band activity, you know, gigs we've got coming up, that kind of thing.
Great. Well, thanks for speaking with us today, Alexi, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more of Left at the Robot at the Good Fashion Show.
So yeah, I just want to say thanks very much for listening to this podcast. Really hope that you come to the show and see us play. And a massive thank you again to the Good Fashion Show for asking us to play. We're really looking forward to the whole event. And again, like I said before, I'm really honoured to be involved in this. So come down.
Yep, that's definitely the message, Alexi, and we'll see you on stage on February 18th at London House. And that finishes up this week's podcast. We still have one more for you before the big day, so check this page again next Monday. And before I sign off, we would like to thank the partners that are making all of this possible. Eclipse Model Management, Telus Fashion, Good Enough Club, Style with Heart, Ecovair, Books in the City, Amersham and Wycombe College, Triodos Bank, Yoon Beauty, and Waitrose. That's it for me. Until next episode, remember to dress up, resource down.
Good Fashion Show. Dress up, resource down.